Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Friday, July 29, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More than 500 people have been killed and millions homeless after historic monsoon rains hit western India. Speaking from India, Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says they have work in Mumbai's slums. GFA lost 12 churches and suffered damage at the Bible college I visited on Sunday. Many pastors lost their homes, but they're reaching out.
Many of our people are going to start distributing food and urgent needed materials to share about the Lord and His love and the reason we do what we do. So it is an opportunity in the midst of the suffering to express Christ's love.
Next, bringing women to faith in Christ and grounding them in the Word of God, that's the vision of Greater Europe Missions' Betty Jean Szigethy as she serves the church in Hungary. Under communism, Hungary's church had no Bible training. Szigethy says she's training new leaders and sharing vision.
I'm trying to specifically reach women who are interested in starting a women's group in their church. So I'm trying to multiply myself and train women so that they are able to go back to their villages and teach other women how to study the Bible and counsel one another in the faith.
And Wycliffe Bible Translators says their Senegal ministry is facing an obstacle that's causing delay to translation work. Because of staff shortages, language personnel have had to fill other critical personnel needs. In at least one case, the delay grew into 2 years. Senegal office needs a replacement for their center manager, who will be leaving next year. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on Mission Network News or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see pictures of my recent trip to India at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.